The Episcopal Church gathered in the United States a few weeks ago, and our head archbishop, our presiding bishop, came up with 7 practices of the faith. And I thought, oh, I've heard this again. Don't tell me. Pray, give, serve the poor, come to worship. But the 7th item surprised me. He said, practice rest. Practice rest. I never thought of resting as being a discipline. I thought that was something you did when you did all the other stuff and you were done. I thought that wasn't important. I thought I disagreed with him. But I've spent the week thinking about it more. I remember a lawyer in my parish. He's one of the most successful trial attorneys in town, but he works so hard that he couldn't stay married. He was divorced many times. And he would come to me because his mind would move so fast he did not know how to slow down. He was very well respected. He loved his work, but he could not find a way to rest. Eventually, his secretary, he ended up noticing her and falling in love with her. And this woman, because she had seen him working and working and working, really knew him. And slowly, she began to show him how to rest. First, she connected it to his work and said, "We've got to go to a conference in Miami, and you have to go." And he said, "Well, it's work, so I'll go." And then she took him out to dinner. And slowly but surely, she began to travel with him and get him to slow down and play a little bit. They were married 2 years ago, and he's finding some balance in his life. I've always thought that the hardest working person who ever existed was Jesus. We only know about 3 years of his ministry. And maybe that's because God knew that once Jesus was revealed to humanity, no one would leave him alone. And that certainly seems to be the case. In today's gospel, Jesus has sent out the disciples and he's given them work to do. He has said, "I want you to go into villages, tell them about me, tell them about the good news of God. Tell them about the kingdom of God, about how much God loves them. Heal them, teach them, cast out demons. And after you're done, come back." So at the beginning of the gospel, the disciples rush back to Jesus, sort of like one of my sons on his first day of school comes home and wants to tell me all about it. They come back wanting to tell him all about what they have done and seen and wanting to know, did they do the right thing here? Did they do the right thing there? But before they get a chance to speak, Jesus says, "Come away with me and let's rest." Evidently, where they were so surrounded by people that they didn't even have time to eat. In fact, if you read the Gospels carefully, it seems that Jesus is always trying, whether it be late at night or early in the morning, to find some quiet mountain to pray on or to rest. Remember his words, "Come to me, all you that work and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." He wants us to teach the disciples how to say no, how to actually leave work and go somewhere where people are not. All my life, I think about Jesus healing and saying yes and doing good, and certainly he does. But remember, he also had to say no. In every village, there were people that he could not get to. He had to leave one place when they were begging him to stay and move on to another. He knew that God had called him to serve, but he also knew that he had a physical body that needed to rest, that needed to sleep, that needed to eat. You know, when God created the world in 7 days, on the seventh day, God rested. And I used to think of that as a break from creation, but maybe it wasn't a break. Maybe it was part of the creation. Maybe resting is part of the creation. And maybe we all need to learn how to do it. I have a wonderful yoga teacher who is also a devout Christian, and she talks about finding that place with your body where you are pushing to grow. You're pushing your muscles to grow, but not pushing so hard that you hurt yourself. And then after you've pushed yourself, finding a way to rest. This is balance. The balance that Jesus tried to achieve in his life, and the balance that I believe all of us are called to try to achieve in our lives. But have you ever tried to balance on one foot? Does your foot stand still? No, it's always moving, adjusting, adjusting. So I think that as followers of Jesus, we're going to have to continue to adjust and adjust our lives to find a way to learn how to rest. And our resting will change as our bodies change, as our minds change, as we grow and develop. Some things will nurture you once now that didn't nurture you before. And sometimes you'll be called to push yourself a little further. And sometimes you'll be called to say no more and to go away by yourself and rest. I believe one of the greatest vocations of this island and of this little church is to offer to the world a beautiful place where people can truly and deeply rest. And I'm glad that you've come, disciples. And Jesus says, come with me to these little mountains. Come away a while and rest.